head into Christmas, where we celebrate the birth of our Lord, and it finishes at our New Year's Eve service, which we call Watch Night. We watch that old year out and the new year end. Time goes so fast, it's hard to keep up with everything. So it's really nice tonight, as we begin this season of celebration, to have a dinner together as a church family and just be able to sit and relax and enjoy each other's company, because it only gets a little bit crazier from here on out. So again, because we're going to have our Thanksgiving dinner tonight, I just want to talk a little bit tonight about giving thanks unto God. All the songs tonight in our song service were so appropriate for the thanksgiving that we feel for God, for all that he's done for each one of us as individuals and also as a body of believers. The word thanksgiving itself means an expression of gratitude, especially towards God, but it also means grateful language. And I really liked that definition, grateful language. It's an action word. And because it's an action word, it's very important for us to live a grateful life. And we truly have so much to be grateful for. I want to start tonight in Psalms, the 100th chapter. Very familiar song, Psalm, one of my favorites. I want to read just verses 4 through 5. Again, Psalms 100, verses 4 through 5. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. As we gather into this building, we do come in with thanksgiving and praise. And because the Lord is so good to each one of us, he always meets us here as we reach out with our praise and thanksgiving. We can see his everlasting mercy in our own lives. And this word truth here refers to God being faithful. He is someone that we can always, always trust in. On Wednesday night, when Marty taught on indignation, part of that indignation that we talked about is that emotion of being angry. We had a really good discussion about the scripture in the New Testament in Ephesians, the 4th chapter, and I want to turn to that one just briefly. Ephesians 4. We spent quite a bit of time discussing this verse of scripture on Wednesday night. Ephesians 4, I want to read verses 26 and 27. Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. We understand that with the Holy Ghost, there really is no sin in feeling anger. We all get angry at times. The sin or the problem comes when we choose how to deal with that emotion. If we respond in an ungodly way, we lash out verbally or physically, we give an opportunity or place to the devil in our lives, as it says in verse 27. Gratitude is also an emotion, like anger, that we feel. But instead, we show or respond to gratitude with actions of thanksgiving, both verbally and physically. Kind actions, showing that gratitude is a way to give place to God in our lives. So I want to talk a little bit tonight about the ways that we can show God and others around us our gratitude for our own individual lives. Living gratefully is something we do first for ourselves unto God, but if we choose to live gratefully on a daily basis, it impacts all of those around us. Going back to the book of Psalms, turn to Psalms 89. In Psalms 89, just verse 1. Psalms 89, verse 1. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. Listen to what David says here. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. Thy faithfulness, God's faithfulness, shalt thou establish, shalt thou establish in the very heavens. I will make known thy faithfulness to all generations. That importance of with my mouth, talking and sharing with others about what God has done in our lives. Being aware of the many times God has shown us as individuals his love and his mercy. So many of us can look into our lives and see God's hand in our lives. I liked Paul's testimony tonight about speaking of how he reached out for God as a young man, and through that time, God drew him to a place where he would get to know him, a place where he would come and receive that Spirit and begin to understand that Word of God. All of us have had that journey where we can look and see the hand of God in our lives until he brought us to a place where we were filled with that Spirit. We can see how he's guided and led us so we could learn of him and learn of this word. Staying in Psalms, go to the 35th Psalm. And I'm just going to read verse 28. Psalms 35, verse 28. And my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise all the day long. My tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise all the day long. Remember that one definition of thanksgiving is a language of gratitude, a language of gratitude. It's so important what comes out of our mouths. We can uplift. We can strengthen, we can begin a healing process, but we can also hurt, we can tear down, and we can wound with our words. Still staying in the Old Testament, I want to turn to Isaiah, the 63rd chapter. I'm going to read Isaiah 63 and just verse 7. In this scripture, it speaks about the nation of Israel, which is God's chosen people. And we understand through the scriptures that when God fills us with his Holy Spirit, we become his chosen people. The salvation plan is for all who desire a closer walk with God. So I want to read Isaiah 63, verse 7. I will mention the loving kindnesses of the Lord and the praises of the Lord according to all that the Lord hath bestowed on us, and the great goodness toward the house of Israel, which he hath bestowed on them according to his mercies and according to the multitude of his loving kindnesses. What an incredibly beautiful verse. I will mention the loving kindnesses of the Lord and the praises of the Lord according to all that the Lord has bestowed on us, and the great goodness towards the house of Israel, his people, which he hath bestowed on them according to his mercies and according to the multitude of his loving kindnesses. All three of these scriptures that we read tonight teach us the importance of what comes out of our mouth. The words that we say, along with our actions, have power to impact others. It says, I will mention with my mouth, enter in with thanksgiving and praise. Talk about the loving kindnesses, plural, that God has done in each of our lives. We hear so much today, there's a quote that says, live with an attitude of gratitude. There's another one that says, start each day with a grateful heart. And that's really good advice, but it's not always easy to do. But with God's Spirit inside, we really can live each day with a grateful heart, no matter what is happening in our individual lives and in the lives of those around us. We can learn to live with a spirit of thanksgiving every day, not just one day out of the year. And that starts in our minds, and then it comes out our mouth. Our words and our thoughts not only have the power to reach and change others, they have the power to change the way we feel. To live thankfully each day is an individual choice that starts in our mind. Then it's verbalized with our words, what others hear. Then it's shown in our actions, the way we behave while interacting with other people. You can't just speak the words and not have the actions that follow. If you have words of gratitude coming out of your mouth, your actions should also show that same gratitude. If through the power of the Holy Ghost, we choose to be angry and sin not, we feel that anger of emotion, but we choose to deal with that in a godly way. Through the same Holy Ghost, we must choose to live gratefully each day. That takes the power of the Holy Ghost, especially on the days when we don't feel particularly grateful because of life circumstances. It takes a great deal of faith, and it shows our faith when we make that choice to live gratefully. It takes a very conscious effort on our part to behave godly when we feel crabby or beat down or life just plain hurts. But if we believe these scriptures and we have His Spirit inside, we can grow closer to God because of those difficulties. Let's turn to 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter. I'm going to begin in 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, beginning with verse 15. Second Corinthians 4, verse 15. For all things are for your sakes. That's everything that comes into our lives. That the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving, grateful language of many, redound or abound to the glory of God. For which cause we faint not, we don't lose heart. But though our outward man perish, yet the inward man, the Holy Ghost, is renewed day by day. We can grow stronger day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight or abundance of glory. But it often doesn't feel like a light affliction, and it often lasts longer than a moment. But if it's compared to what we have waiting for us in glory, it really is just for a moment and just for a short time. Verse 18, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, we have to sometimes switch our focus and keep our minds what really is going on. For the things which are seen are temporal or temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. It's comforting to know that there really is a reason for all the things we go through here on this earth. They can be used for an opportunity of growth, an opportunity to grow closer to our God, to learn to live gratefully and faithfully every day. When we speak of His loving kindnesses to us, His mercy, His grace, when our actions show His loving kindnesses, His mercy, and His grace, we are living gratefully. The last scripture I want to read tonight and talk a little bit tonight is Psalms 141. Psalms 141, I just want to read verse 3. Psalms 141, verse 3. I really appreciate this very short scripture. There's a great deal of wisdom in this one here in Psalms. I know I've read it in our adult Sunday school class quite a few times, but I really do appreciate the wisdom in this psalm. Psalm 141, verse 3. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the doors of my lip. That set a watch is to set a guard before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. Think before we speak. Keep a door on my lips. Don't let out what doesn't need to be said, or something that's hurtful, or said in anger, or said unkind. Keep the door closed. It's so easy and it's so natural to just say what we think and we feel. But if what we think and what we feel is crabby or hurtful, or we just feel a little beat down, that's what ends up coming out of our mouth. And once it's out of your mouth, you can't take it back. Ever been in that situation? Someone says something unkind, something mean, something a little guilesome. It doesn't feel good at all. Certainly doesn't feel grateful. In fact, it feels awkward, and it feels very natural, because it's the total opposite of God. But if we learn to walk daily from a grateful spot, we can figure out a different way to say things. The more often we practice living from a grateful place, both with words and actions, the easier it will become, especially when there are difficult things to discuss and talk about. Set a watch by my mouth. Think about what I'm going to say. Do my words come out from a foundation of love and respect? Do they come from a place of gratitude for the mercy that God has shown me? And if it does, then open the door to my lips. Think about the meaning of that word, thanksgiving. Grateful language. Grateful language. Another definition is an expression of gratitude, especially towards God. You know, tonight we have a chance to put this living gratefully into practice. We're going to go downstairs and we're going to share a Thanksgiving dinner with each other. Many of us have put a great deal of time, labor, energy, love, money into this wonderful meal. And any preparation that has been done for this meal or that will be done from the startup to the cleanup, it's really done for the enjoyment of each other. We do this as unto God. And we want to make this a nice event, a good way to begin this season of celebration. We've been taught to do all things as unto God. And as a body of believers, we do that. We do that. We love God and we love each other. So here's some example of how you can start living gratefully tonight. As you go through that buffet line, maybe there's a dish that you see and you don't care for that dish at all. You can set a door by your lips. You don't have to say it out loud. You can just go right on. Because if you open that door and it comes out your lips, it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt someone. You don't have to do that. You can show that we're grateful for the meal and all those that have done some part of it to make this a wonderful meal. By taking the necessary grateful actions, take care of your plates and your silverware, etc. Collect your food that you brought to share. Clean up your area. If you borrowed something from the kitchen to serve with, wash it, dry it, put it back in the drawer. Because I'm pretty sure that if you borrowed something out of the kitchen to serve with, it didn't come out of a dirty sink dirty. Don't put it back there for somebody else to take care of it. Be grateful that we have a fellowship hall, that we have time to sit down and have a Thanksgiving dinner with each other. Be grateful for what we have in this body of believers. Grateful language and grateful actions should and must be a part of our everyday life, not just one day of the year. Again, thank you so much for your attention. And remember, after the altar call tonight, we will be praying for some of those going on a trip.
This altar is open for you tonight. If you have a friend or loved one with you here tonight, please invite them out to this altar. And let's take this opportunity to give God our love, our worship, and our thanks, and to receive all that he has for us. This altar is open for you. God is here for you. Won't you come?
Just song. The